previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right, 7:40 with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. We've got a guest in the studio this morning, and joining us in studio is Nobusuthu Hayi, the partnership manager at the National Arts Festival, who is also involved in producing the Mandela Bay Arts Festival. Nobusuthu, she brings a wealth of experience to the arts and culture space and is here to give us all the exciting details about what we can expect for this year. Good morning.
Good morning, Wayne. Good morning, everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You've got all of this wealth of experience, you know, all about arts and culture. So, I mean, who best to bring into the studio to talk about this year's Mandela Bay Arts Festival? I'm going to let you just launch straight into it. What is the Mandela Bay Arts Festival?
Thanks, Wayne. So I'll start with our involvement as the National Arts Festival. So I'm the stakeholder and partnerships manager of the National Arts Festival, which happens in Makanda. Everyone knows about the festival, right?
Yeah.
We were approached by the Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality to be implementing agents of Mandela Bay Arts Festival. Conversation started in 2018, but we were actually able to do our first edition of Mandela Bay Arts Festival in 2022. So we are now on our third edition of the festival, and it's a multidisciplinary festival. This is where you have your comedy, your exhibitions, your music, your dance. And this year, we're quite happy that we also have film and also heritage. So it is a multidisciplinary festival. It's a 10-day festival. It is not National Arts Festival. It is Mandela Bay Arts Festival. And the reason why I try to make a distinction between the two festivals is because the common denominator is the National Arts Festival. But with this festival, the artist went to the Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality to say, can we have a festival that will assist us to be ready for festivals such as National Arts Festival? So that is how this festival came about. So as I say, it's a 10-day festival. This year it happens in 5 venues. We have tried to cluster it in terms of venues so that one can feel the spirit of the festival. We tried to scatter it in the first edition, and that didn't work.
Mm. Okay.
So now we've tried to cluster it as much as we can. And the venues that we utilize are venues that normally operate as theaters or as performance spaces. Because what we're trying to do is not to use the budget that we get from the municipality to go into us raiding venues, you know, building venues and bring in scaffolding, sitting and that sort of thing. We're trying to really ensure that the money does go back to the artist. So our venues, we have a roof garden bar. And that venue has 2 venues inside it, at the Black Box and then the Roof Garden Bar. And then inside the Athenaeum, we are using the little theater and the studios that they have. We're also doing some exhibitions at the Nelson Mandela Metropolitan Museum. We are at Savoy Theater in Parsons Hill. And then the last venue is Mendi Arts Center, which is a venue of the municipality. So those are the 5 venues that we have.
She didn't even look at a piece of paper.
She lived and breathe this. She's got to know it. I'm looking forward to, I know you said Savoy.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to the Rising Stars Sing Out Loud show that's happening at the Savoy as part of the entire program. But I just wanted to check with you. So instead of the Mandela Arts Festival being a baby of the National Arts Festival, it's almost like the foreplay. Is that right? It's like the prelude or the run-up. Is that what you're saying?
I actually don't want to call it a prelude or a run-up, because I feel it has its own identity.
Okay.
And also the fact that in terms of its curation, it is not curated by the artistic director of the National Arts Festival. It's actually curated by the artists. Yes.
Okay.
It's curated by the artists. So it really is a separate component. But what we are trying to do as the National Arts Festival is to build bridges. So instead of Nelson Mandela Bay artists just applying to be part of the main program, I think the artistic director will actually put a name to a face and a work,
okay,
which is great. So it's beautiful privilege that we have as Nelson Mandela Bay artists.
So Lee mentioned one show she's really looking forward to. What are some of the other shows and some of the big names you can share with us?
I'm looking forward to seeing The Soil, because I haven't watched The Soil since they have the new female singer.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that. It's happening on the 23rd at the Athenaeum.
The Soil.
The Soil.
Yeah, The plot thickens.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you just left the door open.
Stop.
To me.
Sorry, no, this is oh my goodness.
Apologies.
I'm looking forward to Amanda Black. Yeah. Yeah. We had her at the National Arts Festival and she did amazingly well. So I'm happy to see her. And also our local headliners, which is a new component that we've added to the festival to say, okay, so if we see that you are really growing in your craft and you are able to do your own shows and pull in audiences, how about we elevate you and make you a local headliner? So we have Joliza and Noma Bodwe.
Yes, my favorite. Noma Bodwe was waiting for that.
Yeah, and Nikki Rapin is doing Press Start.
She's brilliant.
Which is a musical with about 39 kids.
Wow.
We love kids, right?
We love kids, but logistically putting that together.
Listen, we know Nikki Rapin from our big walk, the Algofen Big Walk for Cancer, presented by Isuzu. And, you know, the cheerleaders, the dancers, everyone is, you know, curated and choreographed and organized by Nikki. So we love her work.
Who's doing Amy Winehouse? Because there's an Amy Winehouse. House tribute there.
That company is Misery Loves Company.
Okay. Wow.
And the lead singer is Carrie, and she is the lead vocalist and a bassist. So she's doing two productions. One production, which is a tribute to Amy Winehouse, and then the second one is an Afrikaans production. And it's I always struggle to say the last part of the title. It's Your Massa Plastic. You see, it's a problem. Ooh, it's a problem. It's a problem.
It's a dangerous
water. Slow down and think about it.
I'm also looking forward to the Syndicate Sisters, who I've not heard from in ages. They hail from right here in Uitenhage. So I'm very excited to see that they're on your program. And also a good friend of mine, old Fabiano, who's doing the Amapiano and Gold Nights. Yes, I bumped into him at a supermarket and we had a fat chat about it. He was very excited about that. So I'm looking forward to it.
And it's something new. So we haven't had Gom and Amapiano as part of the festival. So I'm looking forward to see, do we actually have audiences that will support Fabiano, because he also does his own shows during the year.
Yes.
So I hope that audiences do come. Syndicate Sisters, I watched them growing up and I hear that now they are introducing their daughters.
Okay. One of the sisters passed away, unfortunately. Yes. So, instead of the full complement of the sisters, they went sister short, but now it's nice to know that they're adding their daughter as well.
Yeah. Very cool.
So now we've got the juices flowing. People are hungry. How can they get hold of tickets? Where, etc.?
Okay, so people can get hold of tickets at www.mbaf.co.za. So that MBAF is MBAF, Mandela Bay Arts Festival. That's where you can get hold of your tickets. And physical box office are opening today at the Athenaeum and also at Mendi Arts Center. So I don't think there's much of an excuse.
No.
There's just one question from Jacques, a very important question. Yeah. He's saying, how safe are the locations for visitors and artists? At the venues that you've mentioned, is safety a concern? Will there be security present?
That is a brilliant question, and I'm so happy that that this was asked. So what we've done is, as the implementing agents, obviously all the venues that we are working at have their own security personnel, but we've also added our own security personnel to the venues, and we've also just alerted SAPS to be visible and the Metro Police as well. So there'll be a lot of visibility, and we are really we are taking serious the issue of safety of our patrons and our artists as well.
Lovely.
Cool. Thank you for clarifying that. So it's www.mbaf, that's mbaf.co.za, where you can buy tickets from that website as well and find out everything you need to know about.
Yeah, the whole program is
everything
on
for the next 10 days. Good luck. You sound like you're well prepared for this.
No, so get us the winning.
I'm excited.
Excited. Thank you for joining us on Algo FM Breakfast. We'll chat soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Looking forward to hosting you guys in some of the shows.
Yes, please.
We are there. Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.